I was so frightened. A DM16 I forget.
Hey.
Must be a duppy or a gunman. I never stopped to see.
Hey.
Quarry was a boy to I man last night. He couldn't follow.
He couldn't follow.
He couldn't follow. We. Boom. There's your intro. And Ryu.
Hey.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. Special guest host today.
Yep.
Ryu in the building.
She threw a little gang.
Okay.
She's like, what's up? It's going to be a doozy today.
Yeah.
Another one.
Give
these women hope.
Oh, gosh.
And educate these men.
Yeah. Let them know.
Cheers to that.
Give them hope.
Yeah.
Let them know.
So is it bad form to drink out of a straw when you cheers?
I don't know.
No, but it's bad to keep using plastic.
Well, talk to Starbucks, not
save,
me.
Save the turtles. Actually, that cup is meant to not have a straw.
Yeah, there's a lot of things not meant to have straws, but guess what? They have them.
All right, Ryu does not want to be in the chair. We're going to, hey, everybody out there watching, we're going to put Ryu in the boppy. Just imagine her being in this. She is literally right next to my feet. I'm going to be bopping her around. So,
bopping her around.
So, JD, since I feel like you should kick this off in the beginning,
okay,
kind of giving the people a little bit more exaggerating, you know, of what we're talking about in a long-winded form.
Exaggerate that shit.
Okay. Exaggerating?
Exaggerate it, bro.
Not exaggerating, but like exaggerating the tale of the topic. Like letting them know like what we're about to get into.
Expand on it.
You've been reading?
Huh?
You've been reading?
Oh, shit.
Have I been reading?
Yeah.
It's a dangerous thing. Maybe you shouldn't.
All right. So here we go. Courtesy of the young princess here.
Yeah.
We want to try to let her know that these are the top five guys you would want to avoid.
She can't understand us, though.
She will. She can watch this one day. Ryu, 16-year-old.
Because she'll potentially not be into guys. She'll potentially be into women.
She might be into women.
Yeah, exactly.
but his characteristics can be in women as well.
She might be into cars. There's a guy that married his car. You didn't see that? It was on Discovery Channel.
That's some Alabama
He actually wasn't from Alabama. He was from Illinois.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shots.
So,
damn.
Go figure.
Here are the five types of guys we collectively think you should want to avoid. In no particular order, first up, the emotionally unavailable man.
Boom.
Gaslight man, liar, fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
Modern terminology. The lazy slash failure to launch guy.
Yep.
The avoidant man.
Yep.
Who can't commit.
Nope.
The nice guy. Again, this is the one you should avoid. We'll explain later. And then the bonus for you, which should be the goal, the evolved man.
The unicorn.
So, Los, why don't you kick us off with the type of man you think women should avoid? What's your pick of the litter?
I would say avoid the lazy man and avoid the avoidant man. Avoid the avoidant.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. He'll avoid you. So.
Yeah, but
he'll
not really.
He'll get you wrapped up, though.
But
he'll
won't.
Get you
he will,
up.
But
nah,
he will.
Nah.
He'll avoid you emotionally.
Yeah.
But he won't avoid you physically.
Yeah.
It's all about you physically.
It's all about
So tell us about some of the characteristics of a avoidant man.
Avoidant man. I mean, that one's a little bit harder for me to dive into, I'd say, because I still kind of am.
That's an interesting point, you know, what he just said, because I think a lot of the times, he avoided. I wasn't even going to say that, but what I was going to say is that a lot of times when you are these toxic characteristics, you can't fully see or diagnose yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to have to shine that mirror to yourself.
The lazy one, I definitely can diagnose that one. That one was for sure me for a long time. But the thing was, is I was good at doing just enough work to make it seem like I wasn't lazy.
Yeah.
But not like, and a lot of it isn't so much like, you can be the lazy one and still work, right? But the thing is more so in the effort that you put out in other things.
Especially if your laziness is better than most people's best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But
I'm an enabler.
But at the same time, that's like, that's the difference between, can't think. Maybe help me out with this one. But it's the difference between like a Michael Jordan and a blank, right?
I think it's just more also too. Like, and it's important to bring up. You can be too comfortable as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right?
So that kind of goes hand in hand with lazy. So even if you're in a relationship and you're too comfortable,
definitely,
he stopped taking you out on dates. He stopped giving you compliments. He stopped buying you flowers. He stopped being all that he was to get you in the first place.
Oh yeah, for sure. We're good at doing that.
Yeah.
Like,
so
turn
that's,
it up in the chase, and then once you get it, then you're just kind of like, all right, cool. Like, I got it. I'm good now.
What I noticed in myself when I was, you know, an avoidant man, I avoided relationships because I knew I was going to hurt this girl or leave her worse off before. So a lot of the times it was like, man, I really want this, but I don't really want to get in a relationship with you, and it's just not going to be a good idea. What was hard was that a lot of the times when I would approach, you know, situations, like let's say a girl was like really interested and we were talking and we're getting into it. And I remember in the back of my mind, like, yo, I don't even have a good job.
Right.
I don't have none of my shit together.
Yeah. Right.
Also, I can't stop messing with all these other women. There's all these other things that I have, you know, fighting against getting in a relationship with this girl. And I would voice these things I would voice it in action, and it almost made her like more attracted. It almost made her want to try to tame me in a way.
Voicing it in action isn't the same as voicing it in words, right?
I would do both.
If you do it in words, I think it's a little bit of a different story. I think when you do it in action, a lot of times it comes across, and it can is in words as well, but I think sometimes women hear that and they think like wounded bird syndrome. Like, let me nurse this guy back to like, I can fix you. I can change
it
you. I can make
it
you better. And then you're like, nah, that's not the case. And next thing you know, like, you know, 2 months later, you're the worst person on earth.
You're the fucking
devil.
You're
the bad guy.
And you know what's so crazy? Yeah, there was this one girl that I was dating actually right before Shan. And she was like this super big Instagram model. She was like a fitness model. And she was bad. Like she was a ting. And I remember when she hopped in the DMs. When she hopped in the DMs and we started talking, I remember instantly thinking like, I don't want to do this.
I've outkicked my coverage.
I
was not supposed to kick the ball this far.
No. I was like, I don't want to do this. This is going to end terribly. It's going to end in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to blast me on social media, and it's going to be terrible for me because I'm not used to that type of like exposure.
Right.
Or I'm going to fall into this thing, and she's going to control every aspect of my life because I viewed her so much further in life than I did.
You're going to be a little chihuahua.
A little chihuahua. And so I was still like interested, don't get me wrong, because I was like, I can't just turn this down off of a whim.
She was nice. Was a
but
thing.
So I took her out on a date.
Okay.
Worst mistake of my life. Now, at this time when I took her out on this date, I knew in the back of my head, this is not going to work.
Gonna go
because
well.
Her elevated of taste and what she wanted and how she moved was just far beyond my financial situation.
Right.
So she.
You was looking at $15 plates like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah.
That
no, it was
even,
worse than
that,
$15.
No, boy, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, a $15 plate had you sweating. Like,
yes.
I don't even want to know what the main course had you doing.
Right.
It was
also
half-baked.
What I did is I went to a, have you ever been to those like checking cash like,
oh, you took a payday
advance. A payday advance.
Oh,
so
shit.
I went
checking
and
the cash.
I went and put out money for this dinner date.
Oh,
damn.
You went
in debt for the date.
Wow. I went in debt for the date. So I went and
took a payday loan for the pussy.
Yes, I did. So I went, I got the, you know, this is going to be a mind fuck because it gets worse.
Oh,
so
no, you did more things?
I got the payday advance. Take her on this date. I take her on this date.
Oh my god!
And in my head, I was like, "We're not gonna spend the whole thing." Like,
oh yes, we are.
I was like, "We're not gonna spend the whole thing. Like, it's gonna be cool, you know." I just wanted to show that I had the money if we needed to spend it. And so she goes and she picks the most expensive thing on the menu.
Of course she did.
And I'm sweating bullets, like, and I don't know if it was a test. Like, I don't know if she was, like, trying to figure out.
Shit, I gotta eat a salad.
Right.
Now.
So,
I'm good with the bread.
Yeah. So,
just have water.
The date went amazing. It was dope.
Oh.
It was lit.
Paid the check and the cash. Shout out to you.
Yeah, it was lit. She ended up coming back to my place.
Oh.
She sleeps over.
Okay.
She was trying to get jiggy. And in my head, I was like, I can't do this.
Wow.
Why?
Wait, what?
Because I knew that in the next day, I was going to.
The house of cards was going
to
come.
I was going to have to let her know, like, this is not my real lifestyle. I'm not going to be able to do this. So I was avoiding trying to have sex. I was avoiding all this thing. So then I had to just break it down to her. Like, look.
You were such an avoidant man. You avoided sex.
But I knew, like, she was into me. So I knew, like, if I would have. If I would have had sex with her, if I would have, I was just in too deep. You know what I mean? If I would have just kept going, I would have, like, it would have been bad for me. It still was bad for me the next day. So, you know, so then she's like, oh, man, why didn't you, you know, want to do anything? Da, da, da. And I was like, look, I got to be honest with you. I just don't think that I can hold this relationship up. Like, you're so further than I am. I can't do this. I went and got a payday loan to take you on this date. This is not going to work out.
Oh, crazy. I mean,
wait, how is this worse than me flying a girl out and not sleeping with her?
Because
it's not worse.
No, sorry.
Not,
how is mine worse?
Because
you don't look at it as the worst. I look at it as I did a fucked up thing. I look at it like it was me being a toxic, avoidant person.
I was tour guide JD. She had a great time in Chicago.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But you flew her out and then you were like, oh, you're bruised up. And you didn't talk to her about it.
I didn't tell her why she was.
It's different. It's different.
But it's a little different. I will say that. I will also say you're much better than I am because
I would have
took it down.
Well, you know, younger version.
Oh, I would have. Look, I'm paying interest on this payday.
Right.
I'm going all the way. She wants to go all the way. Oh yes, absolutely. We are going there.
I tell you, I would have, but. I just was like, I don't know what the repercussions on the other end would have been for me, because it was like, look, you led me on, you took me out, you did all these nice things.
You didn't lead her on. You could have just been like, at that point, after you do the do,
yeah.
And she like, you know, it starts to become apparent that you don't have the money that you, like, you never said that you had all this money. That's when you just be like, yo, to be honest with you, I'm kind of broke. Like,
yeah. I told her that too.
And she still
wanted to push forward.
See, you were supposed to be like, oh, well, shit, in that case.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. For me, it was just kind of like, I never felt.
I feel you.
I didn't feel like it just wouldn't feel right. Like, it just was like a situation where I was like, nah, like, we got to be on a more equal playing field. I
got to
be straight with you. So 2 days later, she was like, so what are we?
2 days later?
Two days after I told you I'm like broke and I can't do this.
Yeah, like, 2 days later she was like, what are we? And I was like, you know what? I just don't think we value the same things in life. Like I can't do this. And you know, it's interesting.
that's for sure the 2020, it's not you, it's me. I don't think we value the same things in life.
Her lifestyle was just completely different than
mine. But did you not know all this beforehand?
I did, but you know, sure I was manipulated by the pussy.
But you didn't even get it.
No, you were manipulated by yourself.
But the idea of the pussy,
which is crazy, because like he manipulated himself into doing all this at the hopes of getting some booty, and then when when she was like, "Yo, let's do this," then he was like, "Nah, you know what?"
He's like, "It's gonna cost me more later."
You weren't confident in yourself.
Not at that time.
I feel you, because like I've definitely been there where it's like.
There's
something
that
could be a potentially good situation for you, but you're so just not confident in yourself as what you know where you are financially, career wise, etc. That you can't move forward. I mean, that makes sense because like, man, until you have certain things as a man, you don't want to try to like, you know what I mean? Like
build
you,
something.
You're more you want to get these things first. This is more important.
Yeah.
Than, like you know, like what am I gonna do with a girlfriend if I can't even help take care of myself?
No, I can't even take her out without getting a payday advance. Yeah. Like it just didn't make any sense to be in a situation. Like it was just kind of like at the same time I was like I'm avoiding this entire thing. Now I will admit I should have known that from the DM from the jump, but I had to learn. I was young. You know, it's so funny. Me and Shannon ran into her.
Oh, shit. Oh. What was it? How was that
recently?
No, it was like when me and Shannon were first starting to date.
Well, how'd that go? Did she see you?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You talked to her?
I went up to her. I said, what's up?
She was like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like.
She's like, what's up? You still broke? Clearly not.
I was still broke at that time.
No, he was still broke at that time.
I was still broke at that time.
When they first started to date?
Yeah, I was still broke. But the thing about it, you know. I think the difference between Shan and her was that Shan and I weren't trying to build a relationship at that time.
Right.
Right.
So I wasn't avoiding it because it was like, I knew that she didn't expect.
It wasn't on the table.
Yeah.
Bless you.
But yeah, so that was just like a small example of how I was an avoidant man, especially. I did that to a lot of women. I didn't do the whole like take her on a date.
Yeah.
But the a lot of times when women would try to initiate a relationship, I would be like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, no, I was just a scumbag. And I would just like,
keep going.
I would go out with you or like, you know, kick it with you or whatever, and we'd sleep together, and then like, I would ghost sometimes. Like sometimes I would just be like,
ghost?
I would ghost sometimes. Like I've definitely
avoiding all the way.
I've definitely ghosted before. Or like what was more the vibe, and I don't think I still do it. I hope I don't. I don't think I do. But I'm not like, I don't get around like I did either.
You hope or you
if you got to think about
it. Yeah,
yeah,
you probably still do it.
No, but here's the thing, because I don't move around like I used to.
Okay,
so I'm
I'm
trying to remember the last time that I had a situation like this there was
a potential
for me to do it. But like, yeah, I would, you know, the build up would be pursue. And then once I got it, I just kind of be like, you know, the next day, like, hey, what's up? And whereas it would used to be like, hey, you know, nothing much. Just, you know, the next day it's like, shit, what's up? Like, it's real dry, like, yeah, this asshole shit. And like, so that would be my, like, I don't know, like,
it's a fucked up.
You know what? It's like, man, like, I would literally feel my interest leaving with my nut.
Mm.
Like, as the nut left my body.
As soon as I come to my senses.
Was it for you, was it a situation like mine where it was like, I know that I can't provide or be the man in the relationship that I want to be?
Somewhat, but also it was like, I don't, not so much that I know I can't, because I could, I just didn't want to.
See, here's what's funny, like, okay, so I'm going to take a little bit of what you're saying, Los,
uh-huh.
a little bit what you're saying, Jay. What's interesting to me is there's two different type of avoidance here.
Mm. Right.
There's the one that avoids sex to not further damage the victim, you know, for lack of a better term. and then there's the one who will have sex with you, but will avoid the awkward, uncomfortable conversation. Like, you know, so what?
There's
I'm
the
really
one
feeling.
That avoids the physical and the one that avoids the emotional.
And that's what's interesting.
Emotional and physical avoidance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely do not avoid physicality.
I think last thing on this avoiding part, I wanted to ask you, because I think the terrible thing I think most women are going to be thinking about is like, damn, I don't care about your money. I don't care about your status. I don't care about where you're at in life right now. I care about you, and I care about inspiring you to develop. Mm-hmm. So what is so interesting is that I think a lot of women will be hearing this and being like, but we don't value those things all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just value the person and we want to see them grow. I think the issue is, for me, was at that time, just like women have an idea of who they want to be in a relationship, men have an idea of who they want to be in the relationship.
Right.
In my head, the guy that I wanted to be was somebody who was financially stable, somebody that you can depend on. Those are the things that were in my forefront. Someone that had their character developed, that had their ego and all their stuff in check. I had this idea of like, when I get into a relationship, these are the characteristics that I need to evolve.
You're
going to
tick these boxes, so to speak.
Yeah, before I get into another one, because I would get into relationships and it would end terribly because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So it was less to do with them. It didn't matter if she wanted to still pursue. It only mattered to me, because I'm like, I won't feel good in this relationship.
Yeah. Part of it, it was partially that with me, and then other times it was just like, man, I just wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
It was like, at that point.
Yeah. Like, well, we kind of touched on that, Jay, like becoming a man. You know, we were so conditioned to provide financially.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know. So I think the women watching is probably like, but you can provide comfort, safety, accountability, so many other things besides financials. But I mean, we've all been there, especially you said you were younger. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I used to fake it till I made it.
Yeah.
And
so how do you spot the avoidant man in the beginning?
See, that's the thing is, with me, you wouldn't see me coming.
Well, how can you see you coming? How do you think, bro?
She has to buy a mirror. No.
A rear view or?
No, just a mirror by the bed. You know,
ceiling. Okay. The ceiling.
Anyways, I like that ceiling mirror vibes. No, the problem that women would face when trying to detect my style of avoidance is you're not gonna see it until I'm avoiding you.
Shit.
Like, you're not gonna get like an early warning because I'm not going to avoid you until like we had sex. And then at that point, once I had sex, then I was like, all right, cool, like I'm out. And instead of just being honest and just saying like, and that's the thing that I found as I got older is that honesty really is the best policy. Because if you just tell a person, you know, like, this is where I'm at, not really looking for a relationship, would love to be physical with you. If you want to have sex, like, that's cool, we can take it to a physical side, but I don't want to be like, you know, cuddling up and hanging out, like whatever it is, whatever your thing may be. Just saying that shit, the truth shall set you free. Mm-hmm. You say that, and sometimes the woman or the man that you're, you know, approaching with this is gonna be like, shit, that's what's up. Me too. Yeah. We can just be fuck buddies.
Or like, they have the option to be like, I'm not down with this.
Exactly. And at least that time, that way you're not being an asshole like I was. Yeah. But I wouldn't do that. I would just be like, you know.
Wait, so have you had a moment where you were honest with the girl?
Oh, yes. I mean, no, I stopped doing it. I mean,
You couldn't even remember.
I can't remember the last time that I just like straight up like just ghosted somebody. Yeah. Just was like, you know, peace, I'm not saying nothing back to you, because it happened to me, and I was just like, you know what,
this
doesn't feel good. Like, and I would. I mean, there were times that I'm sure you guys might have. I hope so. But like sometimes you just go after a person for sport, like
because
you're bored, and it's like
because you can.
Yeah. As terrible as it sounds, like a lot of the times when I would, you know, go after women, it was not so much because I was interested, it was just because like I could. So
it was there.
So yeah, you wouldn't see my avoidance style coming until like I'm actually
in
the process of avoiding you.
But what does that look like? What does that process look like?
All right, well, so all right, yeah, there you go. That's the question I can answer for you. So like building up into when we had sex, right? Constant engagement text wise, right? Like replying to your text in a quick and a timely manner, phone calls, FaceTime, that type of shit, right? And then afterwards, it's like instant just drop off in that. Drier text, not answering the phone as much. Mm-hmm. I'm working a lot this week. Like, hey, sorry, this week's a little bit crazy for me. Like, all of a sudden now you don't have time, or you're not willing to make the time that you were willing to make before you got the draw. So, like, that would be the biggest switch for me. Yeah, like that. Yeah, okay, that would be
but,
it. Yeah.
But, so what about the guy? Like, so how does a girl spot that and then be like, well, I don't want to give it up then?
Well, that's what he's saying. He said, I don't think he's saying like, you can't. He won't be able to give that answer because he doesn't really know.
But no, so now that the girl's aware of this,
right? Like now that the energy is switched,
I want to wait then a little bit to see if he's serious.
I mean, that's fine, but just be like mindful of what you're willing to do if you want to wait it out. Like, I personally, as soon as that energy drops off like that, like, that's one thing I've become more aware of as I've gotten older, is that people are going to make the time for the shit that they want to make time for.
Right.
Like, your phone, I mean, it's right here. Where's your phone at?
It's somewhere around here.
Right there. So like, it's not hard to find.
What?
You know what I mean? Okay, but right now you don't know where your phone is, and you probably got a little panic in you, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was like,
okay,
yeah.
So to prove my point, like, we have these motherfuckers all the time. Like, don't, like, so if somebody's not texting you back, not calling you back, not giving you the same energy they were giving you a week ago, that's your sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys this then, and maybe you too, though. So another question, and again, this is just, I'm trying to help the girls out watching.
Aren't you a good guy?
What happens? a nice guy.
Yeah.
What happens when the girl avoids you?
Oh, full court press.
So you know what I'm saying?
So pressure. Apply pressure. What you talking about?
Sex has been had.
Yeah.
A couple of days go by. You don't hear from her. How much of a turn on is that for you? How much of a challenge now? Are you like challenge accepted?
Oh, like
accepted?
That? Oh, I've never.
So the reverse psychology. Are you not more inclined to chase? Are you
after
not?
I've never been ghosted after sex.
No, I'm saying if she ghosted you.
After we had sex?
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
I'm saying, but if, so have you never experienced something where?
I've been ghosted pre-sex.
Okay, well then, yeah, let's roll with that.
Yeah, I've been ghosted pre-sex. Oh, man. Ooh,
it doesn't feel good.
It's wild
how we like are like, full court press, all systems
go.
I've
had whole conversations to
myself. You know what's interesting? I'm not that.
Really?
Okay. No,
I was that. Eventually, I switched.
So you're like, bullet.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Okay. So if the person goes away, I'm going this way too. And that is my seductive type. So like, and yeah. I never really got off on the chase. I know that as most men do.
Yeah, I definitely did.
But I never got off on the chase. The chase to me is like,
you got better things to do.
not even that, but it's just like, it's kind of like, you know, I like a little bit of mystery.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be ghosted. I take that as a sign that you're not interested. And yeah. then I move on accordingly until you show interest again.
So it's funny. Like I do both.
Yeah.
Like there's been times where I get ghosted and I'm just like, all right, cool. Like you don't reply back, you know, within a couple hours or a day or whatever. I'm like, all right, I'm off it. Like whatever. Like no big deal. I'm straight. But then there's other times when, you know, different women bring out different sides of you. And some women, you know, they've gone AWOL on me. And I've just been like, you know,
where you at?
The fuck?
Yeah.
And then, but see, this is what I'll do. I'll do it for like a day or two. I'll like be full court press and I'll be mad and be like, motherfucker. And then after that, all of a sudden, like, I'm just like, oh. Because you know what'll happen? What usually happens is, I wake up one day and I'll look in the DMs or the text log, right? And I'll see this just a one-sided conversation. And I'll be so embarrassed and ashamed. Yeah. I'll be like,
I was going to say your ego kicks in.
I'm like, oh man, you look like a fucking asshole right now. Man, fuck this shit. And then that's when I'm like, I'm off it. And then every time that I do that, 4 or 5 days later, hey. Oh
boy. I think red flags.
Don't do that shit.
Of an avoidant man. Is you got to look at, because if he's avoiding in relationships, I guarantee you he's avoiding other areas of his life. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you he's been avoiding in his career. He's been avoiding. You could see the potential in him. You know those guys that you see or those women that you see and you're like, you could be doing so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're refusing to go into it. And if you also see like characteristics in their friendships, in their situations around their family, you can kind of just see the other areas where they are avoidant. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of have your head on a swivel when you start dealing with guys like that or when you start mm-hmm. dealing with women like that. Mm-hmm. Just have your head on a swivel that, like, yo, this guy doesn't like to commit to a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
not a lot of action behind the words.
Yeah, let's just keep an eye up on that. The other thing I want to say, after you spot the red flags, if you are, you missed all the red flags and you get caught up and mm-hmm. he goes ghost, mm-hmm. how you can respond to that? Because the avoiding person is going to continue to fall away if you try to press on them. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue to pull away. Mm-hmm. I know that because that's how I was. If, like, when the girl, when I didn't want to have sex with her and she called me 2 days later and was like, yo, what are we? What's going on? Why are you not responding? Mm-hmm. That was more of a bigger issue because I was in the process of thinking if I wanted to do that or not.
Yeah.
I probably would have went and tried it again. But that phone call turned me off even more.
Mm-hmm.
It ignited more of my avoidant.
Was it because it wasn't on your timeline?
Yeah, like I think
a little bit of a control thing.
Every avoidant guy is gonna be like, if you start to press onto him trying to put him in a relationship, he's going to squirm out of that even more than he already has.
Yeah, buddy.
So like to offset that avoidance, it's kind of just drift away. Mm-hmm. Let that man go.
What's the balance?
The balance is you shouldn't want to be in a relationship with an avoidant man anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to and you think this guy has so much potential, you think this woman has so much potential, mm-hmm. don't put anything on it. Just fall away just as much as he is.
You shouldn't have to beg for somebody's interest.
No.
Right.
Fall away just as much as he is. That's my advice. What would you say?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to manage expectations. You know, kind of what you're saying. I mean, if all signs point to you are with an avoidant man, don't sit there and live in the potential world of, well, you know, those glimmers of hope or, well, he can do this well, or, but he, like, you got to just look at someone for who they are, what they're showing you. And again, just ultimately just manage your expectations. So I think the issue is,
why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just thinking in my head like, yo, somebody's gonna see this and fucking yell at me.
Why?
I just know it's coming.
Why? What did you say?
Nothing. Just like,
oh, this, someone that you avoided.
Somebody that I avoided. Like, you're such an asshole. I knew that's what you were doing. Like,
like that was me. But yes, and I think the issue is, we were kind of talking to Keandra about this with the book called Detached and the different attachment styles. Most men are avoidant and most women are anxious. So when you avoid an anxious woman, she's like, why isn't he calling me? Why isn't he texting me back? Why isn't he, right? And then when you, and if the anxious woman is hitting up the guy, like, what are we? What's going on? But you're like, avoiding,
just engaged. Works against each other.
You know, yeah. And it's a constant headbutt. Which
believe
is,
none of what we see or say in all of what we do.
Yeah.
Is that your quote?
That's mine.
Yo, that's a fire quote.
Thanks.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Now I'm
don't
not
do
saying
that.
It again. If you're, if you're in the back, you should have bought better seats. How about that? How about that?
So,
it's
so
the back seats for me.
But
all right, now I'm actually leaving. Men, hey, can we just say this right now? That is for women and gay men. If you are not a woman or a gay man, do not say it's for the me. Underscore, it's the blank for me. It's not for you. It's
we got to cut that out.
No, I will die on that hill.
We're already getting shit.
I don't care. I'll die on that hill.
Homophobic.
How is that homophobic? They invented that shit. It's not for you, bro.
It's not for you to say, though.
Well, I just said it.
He could say it.
Let gay men have their things.
Hey, we need to go viral. We need to replace
I'm trying to help you out.
We need
I
to replace your quote.
What the fuck? What did I say is offensive? Honestly, if somebody's offended by me saying let gay people have the shit that they create, then they have an issue.
All right. Yeah. That's a good point.
Do you think?
That is for gay people and women. It's not for cis men.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Okay?
No worries.
I'm not mad at it at all. And I kind of agree with you.
Thank you.
I'm
so tired of seeing grown ass men talking about it's the shoes for me. Nigga, no, it's not. It's to shut the fuck up. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay.
Who pissed in your Cheerios?
Look at JD.
Nobody.
JD's squirming
in
his
I
seat
hate
right
that
now.
Fucking He's saying like, so much.
Yeah.
I said it earlier today. Again, not for women or for gay men or for gay people, I should say, because they invented the shit. Mm. It's their thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all created it. Run with it. Have fun with it. When women say it, it's entertaining for me. I don't mind it.
It's the baby for me.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to keep saying it now just to piss off Lois. We could talk all day about avoidant.
Yeah.
All day.
A lot of character traits.
So I think we should move on. I mean, if they want to hear more, maybe they was talking about it in the comments and maybe we can do a full episode on it. But let's move on to the next toxic characteristic.
Which is the emotionally unavailable man.
The cousin of the avoidant man.
Exactly.
Avoidant man's cousin.
The first cousin, too.
First cousin. They're kissing cousins.
Not too far off.
So this one's kind of difficult for me. It's always kind of hard for me because I was always kind of an emotional, sensitive.
Pause.
What's pause?
It was kind of hard for you? See that?
Oh, my God.
That's childish.
I was just trying to get under Jared's
That's
skin
childish.
There.
Yeah, whatever.
That was childish. That was childish.
It's the pause for me. So.
Touche.
It's the pause for me.
Touche.
Why is it hard for you to talk about emotionally unavailable?
Thank you, Jaden. You guys are distracted.
Reel it in. And
okay.
Scene.
And we're back.
So it's hard for me because I growing up, I was always pretty emotional. I was always pretty sensitive. I was probably pretty in touch with myself. And I think a lot of that had to do with the church. Mm-hmm. You know, every day or every week, talking about what made you struggle, talk about what your feelings were, talking about what, you know, what was going on in your week. Those type of conversations with grown men just allowed me to be able to dive into myself. So it was easy for me to express that
Your dad had said that when he came on that he used to ask you all the time, like,
what are you feeling? What's going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like I always kind of been really in touch with my emotions. So it's hard for me to relate to the emotional unavailable man. So I want to lean on you guys on this section.
Yeah. I think, I mean, it's actually easy for me to talk about it because I'm a lot like you. I was very in touch with my feelings, spent a lot of time alone as a kid. So with that.
Well, Guess it's just me.
You never been the emotionally available?
No, I'm gonna get there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you
stop distracting him, Los.
No, I thought that was. I thought he was saying I'm like you, Jared. Like I'm
but I can say why it turned into me being emotionally unavailable as an adult with women.
Plot twist.
Because of that, was very protective of who I gave my emotions to. Right, who I gave my time to. In large part. It was because of avoiding issues. Let me say abandonment is what I was going to say. in large part, also due to abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. So always that fear of if I got close enough to you, if I let you in, then I'm going to be hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to leave me type of thing. So I was very emotionally unavailable because I was so afraid to let someone in and so afraid to let my guard down and so afraid to let go of the control of that. Yeah. So therefore, and I've had plenty of women tell me like, I can't read you. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what your next move is. Like, I can't get you. You know? And and that's, like I said, in large part due to childhood, and it never really went away.
It's interesting too, because it's like, do you find that when you were emotionally unavailable, did that actually protect you, or did you still find yourself being hurt?
I thought it was protecting me.
Yeah.
And
it kind of hurts yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it limits me for sure.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It definitely limits me. But, and I'm not proud of this at all, but I never was broken up with because I was so quick to hit the exit.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause I was like, I don't want to have to deal with heartbreak. I don't want to have to deal with that type of emotional pain. So I would just make myself unavailable, and I would check out before it got even close to stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
Same. same thing.
It's common, right? Yeah. Is what it sounds like. And I think for a lot of women out there, like, if your man is like this, try, and I use that word for a reason, I'll explain in a second, but just try to have a conversation with your man as to try to find out why he's emotionally unavailable. Yeah. Hopefully he's aware of it. Because if he's not and he's in denial, just let him be. Mm. And you leave. Okay. Yeah, but if he's aware of it or on that path to becoming aware, just try to be there for him in any way that suits him, whether it's listening to him, being by his side, being able to allow him to count on you, you know, et cetera. But I don't want to say it's not our fault completely, but it took me a long time to become aware and to understand that I was emotionally unavailable. When all these women kept saying the same thing, like, I can't read you, I can't get you, I'm like, why do they keep saying this?
Yeah.
Like, legit, I had this question, like, what the hell? Yeah. What do they even mean by that? Because I was so checked out from it and so, like, detached from it until I started to see the patterns.
Yeah.
Right. Until I started to see, you know, I guess, and then I started to listen to them because I used to just cut them off. You know, when I was younger, like, okay, whatever, it's not me, it's you. And so anyway, so fast forward, I just remember the moments I became aware was like, that makes sense. Mm. And it was even with friendships. There were friends that I wouldn't let get in emotionally because I was so protective. So again, back to the women, if this is your man, try to understand that it's, first of all, don't take it personally. Number one, it definitely is not you. It is him in this regard, in this bucket right here. Just try to have a conversation with him and try to be there for him, because it's a tough thing for us to come to the realization and to come to terms with it, and then eventually to repair it.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to repair it.
I've been aware of it for some years now, and I'm still like, it's hard to stop doing something you've been doing for
your whole life,
15, 20 years.
Well, it becomes,
that you've been conscious of doing.
And it becomes comfortable to you. It becomes your safety net.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Like,
well, because when you're younger, you don't even realize you're doing it. And then you get older and it's a conscious decision. Like, I'm running. I'm out of here.
Yeah. So, and then you're like, I don't even know how to change it.
Yeah. It's
tough.
Yeah, no, it is. It's something that you literally have to be conscious of in the moment. When it's happening, you have to be like, oh, shit, this is okay. Don't avoid this conversation. Have this conversation.
Right. Exactly.
This is something to grow from, not to run from.
And also, let me add this too. Like, if your man finally allows you to be the one that to open up to and with, man, kudos to her, because that says so much about her and what she means to him.
Yeah.
If you're the one that cracks the wall starts to let the guard down, man, all power to you.
Have you ever been with a emotionally unavailable woman?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of women who are.
Yeah.
Emotionally unavailable. I've
been with a couple emotionally unavailable women, not in relationships, but I've dealt with a few. And I think how I was able to key in on a lot of these women that were emotionally unavailable in our interaction was I saw their relationships with their friends. Mm. I saw their relationships with their friends and their family.
How down they were and how like
emotionally they were present with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But with me, it was like I didn't like I remember one time when we went to a dinner with their family. And she was just like expressing vulnerable sides of herself that I'd never seen.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't, that's how I started keying in on like, oh, she's not the same person with me that she is with her family or her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I think that's was the beginning stages of me starting to recognize that like, oh, snap, like you're actually intelligent. You're actually deep. You're actually emotionally.
Just not with me.
Yeah, just not with me. Yeah, you know?
Not just a sex machine.
Not even that, but we would talk about everything on the surface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it would get to a deep stage, it was kind of like there was like I almost started to feel like she was unaware of who she was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like she was just kind of
floating in the world, yeah. You know? But then I saw her around her friends and her family and it was like, "Oh, this is a whole different side of you."
Yeah.
You know? So, I think it's really hard for people to be emotionally available in a relationship, especially if they've been hurt in their relationships, past relationships.
But I'm glad that you said what you said about like when you saw the different side of her, because that's another, you know, that's one thing right there. Like if you're trying to figure out if somebody is or not, watch how they are with their friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
If they're engaged and, you know, a great friend and emotionally available, like Jared saying, like, you know, old girl was, and clearly they're just, you know, they're building a wall off for you, not for everybody else.
Yeah.
I remember with my situation, she was the same as me.
Oh.
So I was like, you know, like the whole adage of when you really are annoyed or bothered or frustrated with someone about something, it's actually a mirror of yourself.
Mm.
So I used to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't read you.
Yeah.
I can't get to you. Yeah. And she's like,
well, I can't get to you.
And I was like, we called each other out on it.
Yeah.
I was like, are you? Oh yeah, you too. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, you know, like we had like a whole different.
All right,
like,
high five.
We're toxic.
Yeah. These two wrongs will make a right. but yeah, and I just, you know, I peeped it early on, and she was like, "That's crazy. I've never even been with a man who at that point was emotionally available." I was like, "I never been." She was the first woman for me, so
I've never been with an emotionally available person before.
Yeah,
hey, me neither.
Me either. That's
what we got. So, do you think it's something that can be fixed in the relationship, or do they have to go and do the work themselves?
I think it's both. Like I said, it's a lot of it has to do with the woman, right? If a man, so we always say like, we as men need to make women feel safe. It's also the same for men, especially if you have a guy who has abandonment issues, who is emotionally unavailable, who is avoidant. Part of all of that is because he doesn't feel comfortable or safe with you to confide in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not, I'm not putting it on the woman, but I'm saying they have somewhat to do with it as well. Right.
It's funny you say that. Like, I think that we have to be more comfortable saying there are some things in a relationship that the woman has to provide.
Okay.
And vice versa for us.
Yeah.
I think we've been in a world where we're like, you know, and it sucks because it's like the pains of hurt people. But it's like, yo, there's parts of me that I have to lift up for Shan. It's my responsibility to lift out of her.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
and vice versa. So totally. I think that we as a people, not just you, but
we as
a people, women as well, they have to be comfortable in saying, no, a man needs to be this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring this side out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. A woman has to be this.
Yeah.
You have to bring this side out of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the reason why I was like, I'm not putting it all on them is because let's say the woman does try to do that for me. I'll throw myself in there. But it's not the right woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much she does for me. I'm like, you know what? It's just.
I'm not into this.
It's not for you. I'm not for, you know, we're not for each other. But I think, you know, for the man, it definitely is a matter of trying to become more conscious, trying to become more aware of it. Because if you're just in denial, again, all these women could come into my life and try to get, you know, hey, it's okay. This is a safe space type of, like, legit.
Right.
And
but
I was like,
you're not aware.
No, it's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like. Arms folded.
What made you evolve out of it?
I knew that it was a huge fault and a primary reason as to why my relationships kept failing. Because I was never available for them emotionally. I was never able to let them in. And you not letting a woman in, that's tough for those women, man. Mm. That's just really hard. So I might as well have sat down and wrote out all the things that I was messing up with, messing up on, and how can, what's in my control? How can I get better at this? And how can I work on this?
Yeah.
And one of the things at the top of the list, like a top three, was I need to be more emotionally available.
Yeah. And so was there like a specific like moment? Was there a specific way that you were able to like start becoming emotionally?
It was actually a very specific time. I can pinpoint it to the month and year. It's February 2017. Having a call with my therapist, and I was in another breakup. Oh. And he's like, there you go again.
Here we go again.
Basically. And he's like, you never fully commit. I'm just going to call you out. You just never. And I'm like, no, what are you talking? I was like trying to argue with him. He's like, you're always 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He said, because you're so afraid of getting hurt. I'm like, well, of course. He's like, let me teach you this scenario that it could be a win-win for you. Mm. If you go in and you're emotionally available and it works out, you would consider that a win, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say you go in, you're emotionally available and it doesn't work out. Let me show you how it's a win. Because you taught yourself and showed yourself that you are capable of doing it. Mm. Wasn't the right girl, but you were able to do it. So now for the next girl, the one that's right for you, you'll now have the tools to know what to do. It's a win-win. So that was my exact moment in my life for emotionally available becoming, or emotionally unavailable becoming emotionally available.
That's dope. Do you find that it was a process, or was it kind of like a light bulb thing?
Oh my God, it was a process to say the least.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't that hard of a process because the next girl was my wife. So early on, I felt something totally different, which was, oh, I can trust her. In fact, I remember telling her, the reason why I know I love you, because this was early on, like one of the main reasons why I knew was because I knew I could trust her. I knew, and I'm not talking with infidelity, I'm talking like everything. I could trust you with my heart, my thoughts, etc. So knowing I had that safe space in her and I can confide in her, it allowed me to kind of practice.
That's dope.
Essentially. And then once I realized, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought, or this doesn't hurt, or she's not judging, you know, all these thoughts that we have in our head, I was able to do it consistently enough to kind of phase it out.
That's dope.
Still trying to phase it out, but yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like the way I interpret it, and I could be wrong, but like, If you get in a relationship with someone that is emotionally unavailable, if you are the right person,
right,
you could bring them out of that.
You 100% can.
And so that's why I say, like, you know, I don't think that should be the deterrent.
There's a little bit more hope with that one.
There's a lot of hope in that one. You know, it sucks, you know, that.
I have a question. Do you guys think that black men are especially emotionally unavailable? Because 9 out of 10 times we grow up without a father.
I think.
So we're like born into abandonment issues, number one.
I think it definitely plays a role, for sure.
It's hard for me to say.
I'd be interested to see that stat.
It's hard for me to say because when I think of black men specifically, I think of a really strong brotherhood. So it may be.
But with women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, I don't know. I can't really gauge that if they have a predisposition to being emotionally unavailable. I just think that the black people that I know, they're telling their friends I love you the most. They're like a riding for their friends the most.
I think white friends are like that.
Lois, correct me if I'm wrong.
How many black friends you tell you love them? Men.
I tell all my friends I love them.
There's like a brotherhood that is in black men that I don't see in other races. Mm. That's just my own personal.
That's because there's a struggle that we've all been through.
Yeah, we can all relate to. We have that in common.
But in relationships, I can see. But at the same time, I don't really get in a lot of relationships with black men. So it's hard for. I think women would be able to. Answer that better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a thing that they. I think what
I think it's more men in general.
Yeah.
But I can see it maybe being a more common thing with black men, but I'd say it's probably more of a man trait. I think it's more of a common theme for men to be like that than not. But
Yeah, it's tough. I don't really have like the
No, and
Jared does not have a .org.
.org for that. Maybe the audience. Maybe the audience can let us know.
At least I gave my anecdotal. All
right, so that was avoidant and emotionally unavailable, man. That was part one. Come back next week. We're gonna do a part two, and you'll get the. Don't tell me you're gonna get the nice guy, and you're going to get the gaslighter slash fuck boy. So come back next week for that. It's gonna be a great time. Jared, do a dream outro sequence for me right here. All right, I'm out.